Hello again there, folks. So, if providing that this channel doesn't get deleted in a few days with YouTube's upcoming purge, I think I'm gonna be after this video focus a little bit more on culture and wind it down a bit, which is my tradition, to not get into anything too serious, maybe do a bit of pop culture, hopefully have a couple of cozy live streams. If, like I say, if the channel survives. We'll see how it goes. I want to say from the off, I want to thank everybody very much who supported my work this year. It's the only reason I could get so much done, and I don't mention that nearly enough. But just I wanted to do a quick take on this advertisement that I've seen going around, which people like so for some reason keep sending me, and it's what it is a set of talking points. It's by HSBC, and this one in particular is against. It's targeting the Brexit party, the Leave voters in the European Union referendum, and what they're doing here. So let's. It says we are not an island. We are a Colombian coffee drinking, American movie watching, Swedish flat pack assembling, Korean tablet tapping, Belgian striker supporting, Dutch beer cheersing. Tikka masala eating, wonderful little lump of land in the middle of the sea. We are part of something far, far bigger. And what that thing that they are talking about, which is bigger, is globalism, and open borders and the free flow of capital and people. And what they're doing is they're using these material goods and globalism to say that your identity, as it stands now, is crafted around globalism and these consumer products. This is who you are. This is what your identity is. And so if you're somebody, like say a Leave voter, a little Englander, this can be a bit of a challenge. This can be quite daunting because there's truth to it. And so you are then in the position of saying, well, what is it that you want to protect? What is your identity? What is it that you want to conserve? And it can leave people stumped because what these globalists are saying to them is that your identity is these products. And so what is it that you think you're going to conserve by closing the borders? What is it that you think you're going to conserve or protect by leaving the European Union? This is who you are now. And you and when and for people who are more focused on identity, what do they say back to that? Because there's truth to it. There is truth to it. What can you argue back? And I think the way that this has you have to deal with this is to own it and say, well, yeah, this is what we have become, but we don't like it. We it, this, you know, this may well be the reality, but we want our identity back. In other words, you accept that this is the current state of affairs and then spin it around and say, but it sucks. It's crap. And we want our identity back. There's more to life than being a bottom margin on some banker's spreadsheet. There's more to life and being in the world than a Swedish flat pack and trying to read the instructions or a Korean tablet tapping. All of this, it's all junk, really. And people have to begin to frame it and not pretend that this isn't the case. Because I used to see this a long time ago, in a slightly different form. And I used to think to myself, well, there is some truth to that. Because if this is who we are, then how do we reject this? Is because this is who we've become, and you have to just own it and say, well, yeah, the fact that we have been reduced to just a set of material goods, that in itself is the problem. That's why you've got so many people depressed. That's why you've got so many people raging alcoholics, and everybody, all they do, so you can take it from this advertisement here. All they do is go to work in a supermarket, and then they come back home and eat tikka masala and watch their Japanese television. The Japanese television is a funny one because the televisions themselves get ever more impressive. They get bigger and bigger and bigger and more high definition. They've got these curves to them now. But you know, what's actually on the television that you're actually watching just gets worse and worse and worse because the society that this materialism is creating isn't capable of creating anything artistic or anything profound or anything which moves the human spirit. It's the so you're just what your television, your means of watching something has become pretty impressive by any standard. Problem is, it's all soulless, and so what you're actually watching on this gigantic 180-inch curved screen at high definition 4K, whatever the hell, is actually garbage. It's so you see that's I think a perfect example of the soullessness of this. And so I would say to people who get stumped by this, accept it and say, yeah, this is the what we've been reduced to are just margins. And you know, the nobody will come out and fly the flag for this stuff more than the left, more than the people who like to LARP as being anti-capitalist. This is a definitely left-leaning spin on this. So you begin to see where the two things connect. And it's no surprise at all that when you dig into who actually funds the left and why they're all raking the money in, they're all very well funded by these billionaire corporations, it's because their talking points are one and the same, essentially. Because the left will just say the left are, as always, doing the dog work. They're acting as the thug bouncers for these banking cartels. And I would say, yeah, this is the situation, but we want our identity back because there's ways of being in the world which are a bit more meaningful than the Swedish flat pack. So I'll just leave that there. I'll catch us later, folks. Thanks for listening.